Ah, what's this? I'll stop here before returning to my seat for the bidding and take a good look at you. You're much prettier than the others. I don't know quite what it is. Maybe it's your lips, slightly parted and so full, like a dream of pleasure. They would look so good pressed to my pussy tonight. Maybe it's the way your tits move so nicely with those quick, frightened little gasps of yours. Maybe it's how full and soft they look, or the gorgeous curve of your hips, or the sweet folds you're trying to hide between your thighs. You're naked, and I can see all of you. But I think, after all, it's your eyes. It is your eyes that have captured me. They're so alive, your eyes. So full of fire, nervousness, and hope. You aren't broken like some of the others. You're on fire with life. I want to taste that fire. I want to feel it burn. Yes, I'll take a good look at you. We have a few minutes before it's your turn on the auction block. And most of the other buyers tonight seem focused on that wispy little thing from some northern village. The virgin they're bidding on right now. Poor little girl. She is pretty. But I'd be afraid of breaking her at a touch. I'd rather have you. But let's take a good, long look. I want to explore this woman I'm buying. There you are. Arch your back. Lift your breasts. They've trained you well. I'm leaning close, breathing in the scent of your hair, your soft skin, your... Is that arousal? I can smell you. You're in heat, pretty slave girl. Is my warm breath on your throat doing that to you? What if I brush your neck with my lips? Bite the line of your jaw gently with my teeth? Ah, that was a delicious little shiver. You're so sensitive, aren't you? Sensitive everywhere. I'll run this hand down your back, feeling the soft warmth of your skin. Grip your ass and pull you closer. No, don't look away. I want your eyes up here, on mine, while I touch you, slave girl. I want to see what my touch does to you. You keep your eyes on mine, girl. Eyes on mine. That's better. You don't get to be shy tonight. You don't get to hide from my desire. You don't get to hide from my touch. I love how you tremble when I tease the inside of your thigh with my fingertips. That's a girl. Yes. Open those legs a little. Let me have what I want. You be a good girl and I'll be the one who buys you tonight. Where did they find you? Your body is so perfect. You're clearly not from here. Was your village burned? Did warriors drag you screaming from a hut in flames? Were you thrown into the slaver's wagon? Or did they enjoy you first? Nah, there's the fire in your eyes. Angry, are you? Angry, but aroused. No, you can't hide it. I can smell your sweet cunt. I know how badly you need to be fucked. Your breasts feel so good when I cup them like this. When I squeeze them in my hands and run my fingers across those hardening nipples. So soft, so feminine. Someone has chained a goddess here by mistake. A goddess for me to explore and enjoy and fuck. You feel delicious when you squirm against me like that. They have your wrists shackled tightly behind you, don't they? Such crude chains. In my home, you would be as naked as you are now. But you would wear finer chains than those by far. Slender links of pure gold that ring like music when you wriggle. Or silk ropes, teasing your wrists with their softness even as they hold you tight. Pretty girl. And these nipples, so hard. I love circling them slowly with my thumbs like this. I may pierce them, if it pleases me. Attach the most dainty of golden chains, running from one nipple to the other. You deserve to wear jewelry like that. Some of these other slaves are for taverns or to display on the doorsteps of shops to entice customers inside, but not you. You are lush and alive and radiant. Voluptuous. You will be chained by your ankle to a bed covered in silk. Your body decorated in rare jewelry, the best I own, and your juices running down your thighs. You deserve to be prepared for nights of pleasure, bathed in milk, oiled and perfumed, and brought to my chamber glowing like an immortal. Ah! It looks like they've sold off that little virgin. They're bidding on the brunette with the ample hips now. You'll be up soon, on display, as men and women compete for the right to have you. Does that excite you? Look at you quiver. Your body could make a woman go mad. We don't have long. It won't do for me to offend the slaver by delaying the bidding on you. Though they do love when buyers explore the merchandise. We only have a moment. But I need to know if I'm going to buy you tonight. I need to know if you'll be a joy and an excitement. If you will make me giddy with pleasure. Now. Let's see if I can kindle you. Let's see if you burn with heat. Yes. Good girl. Feel my hand slide up your sweet thigh. Feel me cup your soft, warm cunt. That's a girl. I saw that little quiver, and you are wet against my hand. You are such a good, tasty slut. Let's find out how wet. You hold very still, girl, and bite your lip so you don't cry out. I don't want any of the other buyers hearing how hot and wet and ready to fuck my slave girl is. I don't want anyone to try outbidding me tonight. Of course, they can try all they want. I'm still taking you tonight. You will be mine. I'm going to buy you, take you home, and fuck you until you can't stand. I'm going to fuck you until you're a sobbing, begging mess on my bed. You're going to scream for me tonight, girl. I'm going to own you. Now, let's slide a finger thickly inside you. Like that. I am pleased. You have a hot, tight cunt. You grip my finger so nicely. And by the gods, you are wet. And so tight. Do you think you can take another finger, girl? From me? Let's find out. Right now. There we go. Two fingers thrusting into your soft, wet cunt. And you're doing so well, girl. Not crying out. I hear you muffling those little whimpers in your mouth. Don't worry, girl. Tonight, once you're safely purchased and chained by your ankle to my bed, you can scream as loudly as you want when I make you come. And I will make you come again and again. But you're not going to come right now. You're going to have to wait. You're going to have to be a good, patient girl for me. I haven't bought you yet. Only good girls get bought. I want to try something. I'm going to lean close and bring my lips warm and soft to your clit. Let me feel my warm breath and the brush of my lips right there. How you shiver. You are so delicious. I wonder what you'll do if I flick my tongue warm and wet across your soft little clit. Remember, don't cry out. Don't moan. Don't make any noise, girl. I'm going to lick you slowly, savoring you. A good slave is worth taking the time to enjoy. I might enjoy you all night, luscious slave girl. There. That's all you get. No, don't whimper. I told you to stay quiet. Disobedient girls get smacked on their thigh, on their ass, on their sensitive clit. You're going to be a good girl who does what she's told, aren't you? That's right. Now, I'm going to take my fingers out of your sweet cunt and lift them to your mouth. And you're going to taste how fucking wet you are for me. Aren't you, girl? Good girl. Your soft tongue feels so good. I'll feed you something else later. Look at you standing there with your thighs soaked. And that look in your eyes. Like you want to drop to your knees and beg to be fucked. But you know better. You have to wait. You're going up to the auction block in a minute. And the bidding will start. Ah, look at that little spark of fear in your eyes. Your tits lifting and falling so sweetly as you breathe faster. You're going to be bought. Will it be by me? Or by another? Will your new master or mistress be kind or cruel? Will you be sleeping tonight on a silk bed? Or in a cold kennel on a threadbare cushion? Will your owner want to touch you, fondle you, caress you for hours, heating you slowly like a fine meal before tasting all your delicacies? Or will she be abrupt, brutal, pinning you to the bed on your belly, her hand on your neck, her fingers hard in your cunt or your ass? Well, we'll see. I'll go back to my seat now. You keep breathing like that, girl, in soft, frightened, nervous gasps. It makes your breasts move so prettily. There. From this seat, I have a good view of the auction block. It looks like they're just leading the previous lot away. My, she is a pretty thing. But I do like how that tight, delicious slut burned when I touched her. Well, my mind is made up. Ah, there you are, slave girl. They're tugging you along by your bound wrists. They've leashed you. How delicious. There you are. Straining a little against your bonds. Showing off the sweet curves of your body. So naked. So helpless. So alive. You glow with life. I might have to outbid every man in this pavilion. You look so fucking hot. They have you standing on the block now. Is that a sheen of tears in your eyes? You look so good. We can see you clearly in the light of the lanterns over the blocks, lit up with their soft glow as though you're an angel captured and held here for our pleasure. But you can't see us. We are all in shadow. You won't know who is bidding on you. You won't know who you're sold to until she approaches to the block to claim you, to make you hers. No wonder you're frightened. They've started the bidding. 20 gold coins. 30, 35, 40. Look at you standing there so beautiful. You're listening to the voices, aren't you? Trying to imagine what kind of men those voices came from. What kind of men or women might buy you tonight? Or are you listening, perhaps, for just one voice? Are you listening for my voice? 50. 55. There. That's done it. There are only a few of us bidding now. You're looking toward me. though I know it's too dark where I'm seated for you to see me. Is that hope in your face? Ah, the slaver has just taken a fistful of your hair and tugged your head back, arching your body for us, showing off your breasts. His foot has kicked your ankles open so that your sweet cunt is visible to all of us. Ah, is that moisture I still see on your thighs? Gods, you are a beautiful slut. I am going to have you tonight. 70. Well, there are just three of us now. My competition seems to be a wrinkled old merchant and a woman with very intense eyes. Cruel eyes. Should I let one of them have you? You are trembling. And look at that. Your nipples are so hard. You're enjoying this, aren't you? You sweet slut. You're enjoying hearing us bid on your warm, womanly body. 80. 90. You are costing me a lot, girl. You had better writhe so prettily on my bed tonight. I'm going to make sure I get every coin's worth out of your sweet, wet body. 98. Just that other woman and me now. She looks doubtful. How many coins is a wet, trembling slut worth after all? 100. 110. There we are. Sold. Now, to walk down to the block and claim you. Here, slaver, take this bag of coin, and I will take this girl. Look at those soft, hopeful, nervous eyes. I'll cup your chin, lift your face, holding your face right where I want you. You are mine, slave girl. All mine. I told you. I'm the one who is buying you tonight. I'm the one who's going to own you. I'm the one who's going to fuck you until you're soaked and sobbing from orgasms. Now, I'm going to take my first kiss. First of many. And it is going to be a long kiss. I intend to enjoy you fully. And then, I will take you home to my bed. I'll grip the back of your neck. Like this. Press your soft, naked body against me like this. Feel your breasts sweet against mine. And I'm going to hold you firmly. Just like this. I own you, girl.